First question would have to be, which one of you is the real McCoy?
Well, considering I was born with it, I'll be the real McCoy for this situation.
I married into the McCoy.
Is there a problem with the Hatfield still, or is that over? No,
I haven't seen any Hatfields yet. His name is not Hatfield.
I wish it were, because then it would be like the coming together and the mending of fences. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Joe McCoy and Stan McCoy from Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton. First off, what kind of things are you doing at Sage Meadow?
Well, so it's a small deer goat farm, 6-8 years now, probably. I'm a veterinarian, and I love, like, small ruminants, and so I wanted to get some, so we had a discussion about it and went back and forth. Stan was thinking, you know, fiber goats, and I was thinking dairy goats. I kind of like that interaction of having a pet or a livestock animal that then you share producing milk, and then we can do something with it. So we ended up with the dairy goats, which we absolutely love. They're a lot of work, but we love them. And I do remember when Stan finally said, okay, we can do dairy goats, he said one thing: they are never, ever, ever allowed in the house. And who was the first one to let the goats in the house? It was Stan.
You broke the seal?
I did.
Why? What made you overcome it when it was something that you were so committed to not happening?
The first day that we got the goats, so we had baby goats.
Uh-huh.
And they were just baby goats. We had to bring them inside.
Right.
So
you can do baby goat yoga, which is the hottest.
Exactly.
Are you doing baby goat yoga?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is really Stan's thing. I mean, he's a certified yoga teacher. And then we have found that when you do anything goat-wise, every single Facebook thing isn't forwarded to you. And
right.
So he had seen something about out West Coast, there was a goat yoga. I said, you know, I can do that. And it has been crazy. I mean, the initial ticket sales were like a Madonna ticket. You know, I'm talking like, you know, like within 2 minutes, I think like a 200 tickets selling and 2,000 people trying to get on the website and it crashing the website.
Wow.
It was really crazy.
So are you still doing the baby goat yoga?
We do. It's an annual thing whenever the kids arrive in the spring.
Oh, wow.
So we have about 6 weeks while they're still small, because mm-hmm. these are baby goats. But they quickly turn into 200-pound goats.
So right. Not as fun for yoga. Yeah,
exactly. So while they're still small, we have classes for about 6 weeks.
So you're a certified yoga instructor.
Yes.
Tell me what makes the baby goat yoga thing good or special. Not just cute and bizarre.
It is cute and bizarre. I have somebody else teaching the class. I kind of run the class.
Uh-huh.
And we start the class, and everybody starts going into yoga poses. Then we open the doors, and 12 baby goats come running in and start jumping on people. And people start laughing. And that goes on for about an hour and a half.
The laughter doesn't stop.
Great.
I think I would probably prefer a Madonna ticket to it, but it's a very close second.
So, Stan, there was a reason from your background why you were a little reluctant to do the dairy goats versus using the fiber from a goat. What was that?
Well, I was raised on a farm, so I knew that farming was work. And I knew that dairy goats, anything dairy is work. It's work 365, and you have to milk these animals twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
When I left the farm when I was a kid, I had no intentions of ever going back to the farm, and here I am today.
Farming. But this is a second career sort of for you. What were you doing before you decided to return back to the farm?
I was a technician with a phone company, doing very little work, physical labor anyways, and I got paid a lot of money to do that, and now I do a lot of work and I get paid nothing.
Oh, yeah. And you have a full-time job too, Joe, right?
Yes, I'm a veterinarian. I have not given up the day job.
And are you working with farm animals or pets? Or
I specialize. I was called a pathologist. So I'm sort of like an animal Quincy. So I do a lot of the investigative
nice.
Stuff of animal diseases and stuff. I do some goat, sheep, llama, pack of stuff on the side just mm-hmm. for fun. But then my main job is as a veterinary pathologist.
Joe and Stan McCoy at Sage Meadow Farm are raising goats and using their milk for something that's not food. Find out what they're using it for and when the next baby goat yoga class will be happening. Coming up.
Right now we make goat milk soap, goat milk hand lotion, many different health and body products with goat milk.
So that's interesting because it's not edible. Are you making any edible products or is it all the soaps and the lotions?
Well, are you with the government?
No. Speaking with Joe and Stan McCoy, who are raising dairy goats.
We do not have a dairy license, which is obviously what can be a hurdle, financial hurdle for a smaller farm to get
into.
They
call it a curdle if it's you're looking for a dairy, if you can't get a dairy license.
Yeah. We thought about it, but I think between the age and the amount of money, you know, is that something we want to get into? I still make a lot of cheeses mm-hmm. on the side and give them to friends and have them over and that kind of stuff. I really enjoy that aspect. aspect a lot. But it was the question of, do we want to take the next step of investing the money? And, you know, and then you get into the whole math of like, well, how many goats would I need? And how much milk do I have to produce? You know, and then it just was too much math for me, too.
How much cheese do I have to sell in order to make that money back?
Mm-hmm. But with the soap and the lotions and the other beauty care products, it's you have a wider berth that you can work with?
Yeah, the soap was kind of accidental. We went to goat school in Maine, a weekend course where you learn everything about goats. And one of the things that I learned was how to make soap. And I started making my own soap 2 years before we even got the goats. And it was pretty bad soap. It was made with lard and it was kind of gross. But I started tinkering with the recipe. I came up with my own recipe. It no longer has lard. And people started enjoying it, liking it. And somebody asked me to sell it at their open studios. And a business picked it up. Then Big Y picked it up. River Valley's picked it up. It's really started selling in a bunch of different stores. I actually have a following people that only use my soap.
Wow. And so it's an interesting looking soap. You brought some here and it's shaped very interestingly in the way it's rough cut, I guess, right?
Very intentional. It's to have a country look, very, I don't know what you would call it,
artisan. Bread loaf pan.
Yeah, and it definitely looks like cheese, and I might try to eat it,
right, exactly.
But don't eat it, right? But this is molten white pepper soap. Mm-hmm. So does it like get me all tingly if I use it or what?
That's just the fragrance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is the latest craze right here, this goat milk hand lotion, right?
Yeah. Right. And that was, again, something else I was just learning how to do. I'm self-taught. Do a lot of reading and studying through the Soapmakers Guild and learned how to make hand cream. Again, this is another product that has taken off. People really like this product. Most of my products are all natural, so I don't have chemicals and stuff in it that can be harmful. And this is just a really great hand lotion that people love because it's not greasy. It goes right into your skin, and it's 40% milk. We use a lot of milk.
Yeah, right.
Do the goats use any of these products?
No, although I'm wondering if it could, because sometimes in this time of year, their udder gets a little chapped. They might like it. So,
is there a benefit to using like the lotion or the soap with goat's milk in particular that you've learned about or heard about?
Again, are you with the government?
Not with the government again.
Yeah, no, it comes down to, I mean, there's certain, we have anecdotal claims, you know, like we have friends who have psoriasis, and we have just tons and tons of people said this has fixed skin problems I've had that I've never been able to get fixed before. Now, can we claim on a label? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But from anecdotal thing people tell us, you know, I think it's, you know, there's vitamin E in it, there's selenium, there's essential fatty acids. There are all kinds of really important things for skin care that the milk brings with into the soap. And I think that really does help, but we don't have any scientific evidence for that.
The fat in goat milk is, the fat molecule is much smaller than it is in cow's milk.
Uh-huh.
And it's much more closer, mimics the human skin. So it actually works with the skin and it moisturizes and it has a lot of selenium and vitamin E, which is also very good for the skin.
Before I let you go, any anticipated time frame for when baby goat yoga might be happening again in 2020?
Yes, it's going to be starting the second week in March.
Uh-huh.
And they sell out pretty quickly. It's all for charity. This will be our fourth year. The past 3 years, we've raised $30,000 for local charities.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. All through the craze of baby goat yoga.
Just for baby goats. Yeah.
For us, it's a crazy 6 weeks. You know, we have as many as a dozen to 16 baby goats that get fed 3 to 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feed the baby yoga. And so it is a tremendous amount of work. But, you know, until you've been in the room and you've been around baby goats and they're so cute and they run and they jump in the air and they twist and the yoga aspect of it is to put you in positions that the baby goats will jump on you.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to explain, but people come back. This is like the third and fourth time coming back. So it's not like they do it once, okay, check. It's like, I love that. You know?
Last year we had people that came up from Florida. They used visiting their relatives up here as an excuse to take the baby goat yoga. It was great.
Joe and Stan McCoy from Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton, where baby goat yoga and goat milk products like soap and hand cream are available at our local markets.
Yes. We'd also like to say, you know, thanks, CISA, because as a young business starting out, there's so much information and help that organization give you, everything from how to hire, how to do the accounting. And so we really have to put a thank you
to their employees, because for the longest time I was doing all of this myself, ourselves, milking the goats, cleaning the barns, making the soap, delivering the soap. Through the help of CISA, we've been able to figure out how to hire people and how to pay them and how to train them.
We do have a Facebook page, Sage Meadow Farm. If you can't live without the goat yoga, you can find out more about it on Sage Meadow Farm Facebook.
You can find more about all the local heroes at buylocalfood.org.